Please be seated, and though we have a bunch of young folks up here already, if you would care to join us, you would be welcome to do so. You just heard Dane read a story that Jesus told, and its two main characters in the first part of the story are a rich man and a beggar. Well, I have a story for you that's kind of like this one, except it has a man who owns a restaurant and a beggar. This was a long time ago in a far country, and there was a man who was really known for making wonderful soup. He owned a restaurant, and he made the best soup, some said, in the whole world. Well, people came from all around, and they paid great amounts of money for just a taste of his soup. Outside his door, though, there was a beggar, and the beggar would ask for soup but never received any. The man would say, "You have money?" The beggar said, "No, I wouldn't be begging if I had money." The man said, "No money, no soup." So the beggar was reduced to standing outside the door of the restaurant and breathing in the wonderful aroma of the soup. He could smell the soup, and it smelled so good. So he would just stand out there in front of the restaurant and breathe in that wonderful smell. Well, several times the man who owned the restaurant tried to get him to go away, to shoo him away, but he kept coming back because it smelled so good. He would just stand there and breathe in the smell. Till finally, the man who owned the restaurant said, "Look, you are stealing the smell of my soup from me, and if you don't go away, I'm going to have you arrested." You think you can steal the smell of a soup? That's kind of silly, isn't it? But anyway, the man wouldn't leave. He kept standing out in front and smelling the soup. So the restaurant owner called the police, had him dragged off. They went before a judge, and this was a very wise and a very fair judge. The judge said, "What's the problem here?" Well, the man who made the soup said, "Look, I make the best soup in the world. I charge huge prices for this soup, and this man, this beggar standing outside of my shop, has been standing there breathing in the smell of my soup so much so that nobody else can even smell it." Well, now that wasn't quite true, was it? "He is stealing the smell of my soup, and I want you to throw him into jail." The judge said, "How does one steal a smell?" So he turned to the beggar and said, "What's your side of the story?" And the beggar said, "Well, part of what the man said is true. I don't think it's stealing, and I didn't intend to steal anything, but every time I would ask him for soup, he refused to give me any. So all I'm left with is standing outside his shop and smelling the wonderful aroma of his soup. So I did take the smell of his soup, but there was plenty left for other people." No, believe me. "But I did take that, but I didn't think it was stealing." Well, the judge thought about it a minute. He thought, now what would be the best repayment for taking the smell of soup? He came upon an idea. He reached under his robes and into his pocket, and he pulled out a coin, large round coin. And he handed the coin to the beggar. He said, "I want you to hold that coin up to the light so that it casts a shadow." And sure enough, when the beggar held it up to the light was so bright that the coin cast a pretty good-sized shadow. He called the restaurant owner over and said, "All right, I want you to hold out your hand." He held out his hand. He said, "Okay, beggar, I want you to move that coin until the shadow of the coin falls right in the middle of the restaurant owner's hand. Because I decree that the proper payment for the stealing of a smell is the shadow of a coin." Pretty smart judge, huh? And so the man went free, and the judge got his coin back, I understand. And the man who made the soup never tried to have the man arrested anymore. Now, I'm going to tell a story that Jesus told that you heard read that's very similar. It's a lot like this story, and see if you can find the ways that it's similar. If you notice some ways and you have the time, tell what you noticed on the way out, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us the example of your love in Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to follow him in his way. Thank you for giving us the stories that teach us how to do that. With your help, that's exactly what we want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.